Can you ever say an affirmation too many times? Can you ever say an affirmation too many times? Can you ever know the truth about yourself too strongly or too wonderfully or too powerfully? Can you ever realize that you are wonderful? Enough of the time to say, I am wonderful, I am wonderful, I am wonderful. Our lives are filled with experiences of the past, the present, and the future. And when we live in the past, we have all sorts of difficulties that come our way. When we live in the future, we have all sorts of difficulties coming our way. But we live in the now, we live in the present, we live this moment. And all of the magic and all of the wonder and all of the excitement of life takes place. It's not a matter that there's going to be something wonderful or there was something wonderful and it could only happen once. Our life is an explosion of beautiful ideas all of the time. Every moment of our life, we're having some beautiful explosion of peace, of love, of joy, of happiness, of harmony. Every moment of our life, we're having some great magical revolution taking place at saying, hey, the world is wonderful. And my thinking is the only thing that will allow me to know that it's wonderful. Hey, the people in this world are fantastic. And it's only as I think about them as being fantastic, will they be fantastic. Because if I don't think about it, if I don't say, if I don't affirm the people in this world are fantastic, I'm going to look at circumstances and I'm going to look at illusions and I'm going to look at things that may not be fantastic. And then I will think that that is reality. We don't use the word truth because truth does not mean what we think it means. Truth is the isness. Truth is the allness. But we haven't the capacity to understand that. What we look at is the illusion of the now. And when we look at the illusion of the now, we can move it back and forth, up and down, in and out, any way we like, because it's our illusion. It's our opportunity. Now, if we want to, right in the middle of someone crying, say, oh, this is wonderful, this is fantastic, and of course they'll look at you with chagrin and say, my God, you have no compassion at all. And you say, this is wonderful. Did you see what happened? That little bird fell out of the tree, and the big bird swooped down below and let the bird land on its back and flew it gently to the earth. And immediately, all attention is turned away from whatever the problem may have been, whatever the unhappiness may have been, to the bird with the other bird landing on its back, taking it to safety. That's impossible. Things like that don't happen. How much have you observed? How much have you observed what creatures do in love, unconditional love, for themselves and for others? We're so busy looking at the problem, we don't see the wonder, the magic that's taking place. We don't see the purity that's taking place. We don't see the healing that's taking place within our bodies when we have a problem. We don't see the happiness that's taking place in our world when we are living in sadness. We don't see the problems that make life a very terrible thing when we are part of the problem. Are you part of the problem or part of the solution? Well, I would like to think that my choice for myself always is to be part of the solution. When a person comes to me with a problem, I say, well, let's see. What do you think you can do about that? How do you think you can handle that? How do you think you can look at that? I asked you for help. I asked you. Yeah, but it's your decision that's going to make the difference. If I give you some help and you don't take it, then it's of no value to you. But if I let you give yourself some help and then you don't take it, then you say, what a silly person am I? What a silly, silly person am I? How strange, how unnecessary, and how sad that is. And true, that's just the way it is. We live our lives in a lot of silliness. We live our life in a lot of unhappiness because we think that whatever the illusion is, that it is our reality. So we must be determined what the illusion is we want. What illusion do we like in our world? Because all human life is illusion. Because life is immortal, life is eternal. And the experiences that we have at the moment are just a temporary experience. They're just a temporary illusion. Our reality, our perfection, our ideal self is always there. It can never be changed. It can never be taken away from us. But we have the privilege of reaching out and taking it in our own life, in our own experience, in our own world. Now, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to have that life be your life now? Do you want to have that life be the only life you know now, where you say all is in divine order? You say all is peace. You say all is wonder. You say all is magic. You say, I like me. Oh, yes, we've talked about these things often, and we'll never end up with talking too much, because it's important to remind ourselves time and again how wonderful we are. What a wonderful world this is we live in. How wonderful the people are who live in this world. How grand everything really is. Every moment of our life in the now. When we think of the past, we think of the good, bad, and indifferent. We think of the future, we think of the hopefulness, and we think of the, wouldn't it be nice? But when we think in the now, we're thinking, it is nice, it is wonderful, it is fantastic, and I am happy. I am peaceful. I feel good about this. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. And so it is wonderful. Are you ready for that type of an experience? Are you ready for that type of a life of living now, living the wonderful now? Or is your now going to be full of all sorts of to-be adventures or has been adventures? Is your now always going to be filled with thinking of tomorrow or thinking of how you can handle something instead of just knowing, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know. The answer to every single circumstance in my life is now in my consciousness, is now in my awareness. And really, that's all it's all about. Are you ready for that? I am. I train myself in this every moment of my life. And as I let the years go by, I don't think of yesteryear. I don't think of anything that has been happened in the past. Or anything that may happen in the future. Because the only thing that I pay any attention to at all is I live now. I like me, I like me, I like me. That's now. I'm unconditionally loving under all circumstances. I'm unconditionally loving. But I don't even say under all circumstances because that means past, present, and future. But I am unconditionally loving, period. That's all I know how to do. That's all I know how to be, is to be unconditionally loving. I am unconditional love. I am wholeness. All is in right order now. All is in divine order now. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. I don't even have to say now, because as I say, all is in divine order, I'm putting the cause positively, powerfully, vitally, dynamically in motion for myself. And it is done for me. We all have the privilege of doing that. We don't say to a little child, one day you'll be an astronaut. We say to him, you want to be an astronaut? Oh, that's wonderful. The child's mind is thinking of what astronauts do and putting himself right in there with those astronauts right now. It's not going to be something future, not after a great deal of learning, going to it's to great universities and great organizations and NASA and so forth to learn how to be an astronaut. He is an astronaut now. He is a fireman now. He is a doctor now. She is a nurse right now. She is the head of her own company right now. She is a mother. She is a father. He is a father. They are living their lives right now. and they just love doing it. They want to play house. They want to play that there are different things, that they hold different roles. And because they do this, they do it now, and because they do it, their playtime is fun. Now, they have already experienced being an astronaut. Does he have to grow up to be an astronaut? He's already experienced that. If he chooses to, then his mind will always be filled with what astronauts think about. His mind will always be filled with that dream. And that's not as much fun as being there, as when he tells you, I am an astronaut. And then he's living it. We each have that privilege to live now who we are. We live now who we are by saying, I am that I am. And you, as you say, I am that I am, indeed you are. You are all that you are. And who could ask for anything more? Live in the now. Live in the present tense. Live in the here. And say, I am that I am now. I love you. I love you. I love you.